This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 229 in the series. In this session, the radio show shares the first town council meeting held remotely via conference bridge. It may not be the last, as we all adhere to the new social distance requirements of the COVID-19 pandemic. The meeting was effectively held for two reasons. One, a practical agenda item to revise the current town council meeting schedule, and two, to practice this new format. So when the next meeting comes in April, folks will be better prepared. The meeting runs just over 30 minutes, so let's listen to the first remote meeting of the Franklin Town Council.
Time being 7 o'clock, I call the March 25th remote meeting of the Franklin Town Council to order. As a preliminary matter, this is Tom Mercer. Permit me to confirm that all members and persons anticipated on the agenda are present and can hear me. Members, when I call your name, please respond in the affirmative. Councilor Bazzanti. You here, Andy?
Yes, here.
Councilor Chandler.
Here.
Councilor Earls. Councilor Earls?
Here.
Councilor Hamblin.
Did you say Hamblin?
Yes, I did.
Here.
Councilor Kelly.
Here.
Councilor DeLocco.
Here.
Councilor Jones.
Here, sir.
Councilor Pellegrini. Staff, when I call your name, please respond in the affirmative. State each staff member's name. Town Administrator Jamie Helen.
Here, Mr. Chairman.
Town Attorney Mark Sorrell is unable to join us this evening. Assistant to the Town Administrator, Chrissy Welk.
Here, sir.
Okay. Just as an introduction to our remote meeting. Good evening. This open meeting of the Franklin Town Council is being conducted remotely, consistent with Governor Baker's executive order of March 12th, 2020, due to the current state of emergency in the Commonwealth from the outbreak of the COVID-19 virus. In order to mitigate the transmission of the COVID-19 virus, we have been advised and directed by the Commonwealth to suspend public gatherings, and as such, the governor's order suspends the requirement of the open meeting law. To have all meetings in a publicly accessible physical location. Further, all members of public bodies are allowed and encouraged to participate remotely. The order you can find posted with agenda materials for this meeting allows public bodies to meet entirely remotely so long as reasonable public access is afforded so that the public can follow along with the deliberations of the meeting. Ensuring public access does not ensure public participation unless such participation is required by law. This meeting will feature public comment. For this meeting, the Franklin Town Council is convening by telephone video conference via the Zoom application as posted on the town's website, identifying how the public may join in. For Zoom meetings, please note that this meeting is being recorded and that some attendees are participating by video conference. Accordingly, please be aware that other folks may be able to see you and take care not to screen share your computer. Anything that you broadcast may be captured by the recording. All supporting materials that have been provided to members of this body are available on the town's website, unless otherwise noted. The public is encouraged to follow along using the posted agenda unless I note otherwise. Meeting ground rules. We are now turning to the first item on the agenda, but before we do so, permit me to cover some ground rules effective and clear conduct of all of our business and to ensure accurate minute meetings. I, the chair, will introduce each speaker on the agenda. After they conclude their remarks, the chair will go down the line of members, inviting each by name to provide any comment, questions, or motions. Please hold until your name is called. Further, please remember to mute your phone or computer when you are not speaking. Please remember to speak clearly in a way that helps generate accurate minutes. For any response, please wait until the chair yields the floor to you and state your name before speaking. If members wish to engage with other members, please do so through the chair, taking care to identify yourself. This meeting is being recorded by Franklin TV and shown on Comcast Channel 11 and Verizon Channel 29. This meeting may be recorded by others. The next item on the agenda is citizens' comments. Citizens are welcome to express their views for up to 5 minutes on a matter that is not on the agenda. The council will not engage in a dialogue or comment on a matter raised during citizens' comments. The town council will give remarks appropriate consideration and may ask the town administrator to review the matter. At this point, I would open the floor up if there is any member of the audience or any citizen that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda. Please speak now or raise your hand in the Zoom app.
Since I at least am technically able to do so, let me at least confirm that it is technically possible, and I hope some of my other fellow residents and citizens will be able to do so at some point in time as well. Thank you for doing this under the circumstances. It may be a little bit of different, but for those of us who are in the corporate world are used to these kinds of meetings, it's good to see government start making some directions under the circumstances. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Mr. Sherlock. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on. It is a very short agenda. Tonight, we wanted to at least get a practice run with this remote town council meeting as our schedule is April 15th with a rather lengthy agenda. So I wanted to make sure that everybody had an opportunity to try this, see how it worked, so that when we come to the 15th, we'd be a little better prepared to move forward. So the next item on the agenda is Resolution 20-18, update to the Town Council meeting schedule. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 20-18. This is the 2020 schedule of Town Council meetings that were updated for March 25th, 2020. The dates are as follows: January 8th, Town Council biannual goals; January 22nd, February 5th, February 12th, which was a school vacation; February 4th, the March 18th meeting was canceled and changed to the 19th. March 25th, remote participation trial meeting, which is today; April 15th, April vacation; April 29th, May 6th, May 20th, the 21st has been scratched off; June 3rd, June 17th, and 18th, which has been changed for the operating budget hearings; and July 22nd, August 12th, September 2nd, September 16th, October 7th, October 21st, November 11th, November 18th, December 2nd, December 16th, and that's the final dates. The December 2nd date will be a tax hearing.
Entertain a motion to move Resolution 20-18. Mr. Kelly?
Second.
Second.
Who motioned?
I believe Ms. Councilor Hammond motioned and I seconded, sir.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Jamie, anything to add?
Yep, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So just really quickly, you know, these, I just wanted to reschedule these dates and get out a little bit further in front of this, knowing that our budget calendar was going to get moved back. And I really just piggybacked the 17th and 18th, excuse me, as the dates to do the budget hearings, as that was already the last date the council was going to meet in June. I should note that these dates are really dates to put on the town calendar to give the public some level of notice and make sure all of you have these dates in your calendars. We did add the extra date in April on the 29th, just in case continual business needs to get done. As always, we will post the meetings according to the 48-hour open meeting law rule with full packets. And folks should sign up, if people are listening from home or see this later, they should sign up for our email notifications with all the agendas. I will note one last thing, and we'll get to it in a minute, is these are all the best information we obviously have at this time. As we all know, life is changing very dramatically at the local level, also the state level. So if there's any adjustments that's made in the budget cycle from the state, we will we'll be back to reconfigure some of these dates. So, but at least I want to get these done tonight and get them, make sure that they're on everybody's calendar. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jamie. Any questions or comments from counselors?
No, sir.
Seeing none, it'll be a roll call vote, as everything during the remote participation meeting has so clerk will call the roll.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chandler?
Yes.
Bassanti?
Yes.
Hamblin?
Yes.
Holman isn't there. Kelly?
Yes.
DeLorco?
Yes.
Earls?
Yes.
Jones, yes. Mercer?
Yes.
That's 8-1, 0 1 absence. 8-0, 1 absence.
Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. That's the only legislation for action we have this evening. And next, we'll move on to Town Administrator's Report. Jamie.
There we go. See, I forgot to turn off the mic. So one quick note I want to make before I get into the coronavirus is that we did get confirmation today that Route 140 is going to be paved next week from the state between Lewis Road and the Rentham Line. We did get a confirmation from that from MassDOT today, so that milling and paving is going to be going on next week, barring any other unforeseen circumstance, obviously. You know, in terms of the coronavirus, you know, I mentioned a couple things. I don't think folks out there come out in your comments as well to continue to socially distance ourselves from folks. The reality is given where we were at our last meeting a week ago and where we are tonight, the virus has obviously exploded, and the numbers are significantly higher than they were a week ago. The good news is that the state has really stepped up their ability to test into the thousands per day, and we expect that trend to continue, which is really good news. The reality is that the fastest way back to normalcy, or whatever we had of it, is that we all have to take good care of our own personal responsibility, make sure that we continue to wash our hands, stay at least 6 to 10 feet away from another. As I've mentioned before, this is unfortunately not the time for sleepovers, backyard barbecues, and other big gatherings. The governor has amended his gatherings limit to no more than 10 while still adhering to social distancing guidelines. And the reality is everybody out there is doing a great job. But obviously to change this trajectory and get back to something that we had a month ago even, is going to require every single one of us, which is why we're all here doing this meeting tonight on Zoom. It's going to require every single one of us for another 5 or 6 weeks at least to do what we need to do to change the trajectory of what those statistics are. As folks may know, the governor today, just about 3 hours ago, did announce that he is closing public schools through May 4th. Amending his previous order of April 6th. So that's another month that schools will not be in session. And as the current time, the best guess is I would imagine that that will also extend to all other municipal departments, the town hall, the municipal building, as well as all the other public services we offer. So until further notice, that's the story with that. A couple of other quick updates. We obviously put on the website that we are not accepting cash any longer for the short term. We still do checks and money orders at the drop box at the town hall for people to pay their bills. And as all of you know, and we did put out yesterday, we put out a first edition of a business and employee guide with all of the most latest information of unemployment insurance applications, criteria, information. We'll continue to update that business guide with the stimulus package that apparently is going through Congress. But everything that's available to people through the Federal Reserve Board, through the federal and state government, as well as the town within the community is in that document. So folks should check that out. We also made a senior guide for senior citizens with all of the store hours and all the other amenities in town and services that are available to those folks. If you're listening tonight, or if you have a loved one that is an older citizen, make sure you take a look at that. All of our updates are on our website, on our portal at franklinma.gov. So folks should be able to take a look at that on a daily basis and see the updates that the staff are making onto that site as all of the latest information becomes available. Happy to obviously answer any questions or entertain any discussion, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions or comments from the council? Okay, seeing none. There was a question on the chat from citizens' comments, and there was a letter that went out from the superintendent of schools stating they were in contact with the ESE regarding online learning going forward. A letter should be up on the web today, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Jamie?
The email, I just got the email from the superintendent myself about an hour ago. You know, actually, Anne Marie might be the one that has already put it up, but if it's not up right now, it'll certainly be up. You know, I wouldn't imagine too much longer, if not tonight.
Okay. Anne Marie, do you have anything to add to that? Okay.
Hi, sorry, Tom. Hi, how are you? I'm just going to echo Jamie's comments that the superintendent did put out a message today regarding the change to the end of school, the school deadline to May 4th, and that she is in contact with DESE, the Department of Early and Secondary Education, and they're going to be coming out with new information shortly. So we will be getting more information, and as we get it, we will be posting it online and on all available communication channels.
Thank you. Just for those of you who know, that was Anne Marie Tracy. She's our communications liaison between the town and the school department, for the entire town, actually. So are there any other questions or comments for the town administrator? Okay, future agenda items. Councilor Kelly?
No, sir.
Councilor Bizanti?
No, sir. No, no, Mr. Chairman.
Councilor Chandler?
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Earls?
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Hamblin?
Nothing at this time.
Jones?
No, sir.
Councilor DeLocco?
Nothing at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Moving on, Councilor comments. Councilor Bizanti?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say what a wonderful job you've been doing embracing the technology in light of the times we're in. It occurred to me that council is actually making history with what we're doing, and these, in light of these tragic and uncertain times, we will probably be going down in history as probably the first council to use this forum, and I'm proud of this council and I'm proud of this town. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilor Bizanti. Councilor Chandler.
I just want to thank the residents for being so patient during this whole time right now. And as the town administrator mentioned, it's great that all these businesses have some special hours for their seniors. I think that's really great. And lastly, I saw this today at the supermarket. Anyone that brings their own bags in, they're getting very upset now. They might be carrying germs. The recyclable bags, they want you to not bring those in, it looks like, but that's up to each store, I believe. And that's it.
Thank you, Councilor Chandler. Councilor Earls.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to, you know, sort of echo some of the statements we've already heard this evening. I think the citizens are doing an amazing job with this very unusual situation. I would just continue to encourage people to really take up the social distancing recommendations so long as they're in place. I've noticed in a handful of cases, some folks may be congregating in larger groups with families and young kids and parents, in rare cases, and I totally understand the temptation. I think we all wish for the moment we can all gather again, but I just would ask everyone to please be, you know, very careful and cautious in meeting up with others, at least until this situation is more in hand. And I know I'm certainly excited for the efforts of our biotech industry here in Massachusetts, as well as manufacturers all throughout the U.S., which are going to be getting to work currently and over the weeks to come, really ramping up our testing and ramping up the production of things like ventilators and masks and getting our country back on track. So we have very exciting times getting us out of this mess ahead.
Thank you, Councilor Earls. Councilor Hamblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to echo my fellow counselors' comments about making sure, saying everybody's been doing a really good job. And it is really interesting, as Councilor Bizanti said, that we're using this technology. It's really kind of interesting. It might be a little more difficult for us to do the job, but we're here to do it. I just wanted to remind people to please practice social distancing, especially when you're out getting your essentials in the supermarkets. Give the people who stock the shelves room, give the cashiers room to do their stuff. they see hundreds of people every day, and they're all stressed out. So let's just try to be a little more patient and treat everyone with kindness. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Hamblin. Councilor Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to give a shout out to all of our small business owners that have been working really hard, and just let the people of Franklin and all of Massachusetts know that we're all thinking of them. There's a lot of people out of work. I know I spoke about it last week. Unemployment rates are skyrocketing. These people didn't ask for that. This wasn't planned. It wasn't like we saw this coming for that far in advance. So we really need to just think of them and do as much as we can. I'd also ask everybody not to spread rumors. We've got several of us as counselors have got calls from one person saying there's a virus, for someone with the virus here or someone with the virus there. Don't spread rumors unless you know it firsthand. Try to keep it amongst yourselves and get the truth. Facebook isn't the truth mill here. And I really hope that our state and our town starts really looking at what the plan is after we're allowed to get back to what's going to somewhat be a normal life again. There's going to have to be measures of cleaning. We're very fortunate where we have, I think it's 5 or 6 of the guns that disinfect. But for us, it's really going to have to be a time to start having that talk. It's going to be a cost to our budget because now it's going to be more cleaning. It's also going to be a cost to people because they're going to have to pay more attention on their daily lives. So I really hope that we start putting that in place. It's the first step of getting us back to normalcy and what the world will look like after this. So I think that's a conversation that needs to be started sooner rather than later. And if the government won't start it, I think we should start it in our own backyard and start talking about how we're going to handle that. But I want everybody to know that, I've chat with many of the counselors and many of our residents over the last couple of days. And we're all working hard. And whether you're on the town council or not, you care about your community and we get that. And we just got to keep sticking together and we'll get through this in the end. So thank you to everybody. And thank you for putting this together and really bringing this technology to light. I know I said it last meeting. I hope we can continue to do this for the foreseeable future because it's desperately needed in the world that we live in today. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Kelly. And I think Councilor Plagery just joined us not too long ago. So, Councilor.
Yes, I did, sir.
We are in Councilor comments. So please, if you have some thoughts or comments, I've explained to everybody that, this was our first trial meeting and we're trying to make it go as smoothly as possible, but we did have a couple of technical little glitches, but we're getting through them. So if you have any comments you'd like to add, besides welcome home from Aruba.
Thank you very much. I've been in the house since. I've been on since 7:04, so I've listened to the whole meeting. I did try to speak, but I guess you didn't hear me, so I apologize for that. But as far as for council comments, I have nothing, other than to say, people, just take it easy, stay in, and be safe.
Thank you, Councilor Plagery. Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do miss our group hugs, so hopefully we're not on video for too long. But in all seriousness, I'm truly embracing this technology. I think it's great. I actually had the opportunity the other day to sit in with Representative Jeff Roy with his office hours using Zoom, and Mr. Sherlock was there. It worked well. It was an effective method of communicating our needs, and I think this is going to be a great way for us to continue doing our jobs during this difficult time. It is indeed some difficult times for everybody, and from layoffs, jobs, you name it. I was in the city most of the week this week, and I can tell you from some of the things that I posted earlier today that it's basically a ghost town. So everybody's really fortunately following the rules, and everyone's keeping their distance and staying out of large groups and avoiding each other for the most part, which is good for now. But I'm really looking forward to everything kind of getting back to the way that it was. I really appreciate everyone taking their time to to learn this technology and get involved in it, because this is our future. And I want to thank the chairman for putting this together, and Jamie and Alicia and those guys in the office. It must be difficult being away from your desks and not being able to effectively do your jobs. So that's about it, Mr. Chairman. I just really hope and pray everybody gets through this safely and soundly and sanely as possible, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. Councilor DeLocco.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it pretty much everybody said what they had to say, but just please stay the course. It's even going to get hotter as time goes on, because you're going to start thinking, you know, things are getting better. You can go out a little bit, but please stay the course of the governor and whatever we said, whatever they say, so we can get back to normalcy. And Brian, on your comment, the governor just suspended all plastic bag laws, so you can't bring your bags in anymore. So please don't bring your bags in anymore. That we'll have plastic bags at the supermarket. And that's it. Just stay safe. I want to thank everybody, all my fellow counselors, Steve Sherlock, everybody on here. Stay safe, be safe, and let's get back to normal as soon as we can. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor DeLocco. Before I speak, Town Administrator Jamie, you raised your hand and now you're being recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just even trying to see if that worked, but I did. Councilor DeLocco actually beat me to the punch. I was going to respond to Councilor Chandler's comment about the bags. The governor did actually issue an executive order suspending that no grocery store cannot bring in your own bags into the grocery store, and you're basically susceptible to whatever the stock is that's there. So when he brought that up, I just wanted to give a little clear up, but Councilor DeLocco also got in there as well. So hopefully folks now know the truth. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jamie. And again, I'd just like to thank my fellow counselors and our town administrator and staff, Chrissy and Alicia, Anne-Marie, for helping get this together so that we could have this trial run with this remote meeting. I think it went pretty well. As we move forward, I'd love to be able to sit here and say, you know, we'll be back in the council chambers on April 15th, but it's not looking that that would be the case. And if in fact it is not the case, we will need to be able to do another remote meeting. But having this practice run, I think, was very helpful. I know some of our other boards have been watching tonight to see how it worked. Planning Board, Board of Health, CONCOM, they're all looking at to see what avenue and what function works the best for their committees. So again, I would echo my fellow counselors' remarks. Please, everyone, be safe. Social distancing, very important. Stay out of the groups. Try and keep those down. It's okay to go outside, go for a walk, get some exercise. I think we all need to continue to do that. We just ask that you not do it in larger groups. So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn, Mr. Kelly.
So moved.
Do I have a second? Second. Motion and a second to adjourn. Non-debatable. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
That'll be a roll call vote.
Yes, it does.
No.
Roll call. All right. Yep. All right. Everyone there?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Roll call. Motion to adjourn. Basanti.
Yes.
Chandler.
Yes.
Earls.
Yes.
Hamblin.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Pellegri.
Yes.
Jones. Yes. Bobby. DeLocco.
Yes.
And Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
That's 9-0 to adjourn, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you, one and all. We are adjourned. I'm sure we'll be talking. Have a good evening. Everyone be safe. Thank you.
You as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Good job, Tom.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends or neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.